Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Crowley is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More coming up on, she's in her sixth year as a member of our Brain Trust. Harvard-trained psychotherapist, co-author of Mean Girls at Work, also Working for You Isn't Working for Me. And she is our good friend, Catherine Crowley. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back. Her co-author, by the way, in these books is Kathy Elster. And we're going to meet Kathy one of these days, we're sure. Hey, Kathy, Catherine, there's a lot of stuff going on right now with around wages.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of discussion about wages aren't keeping up. With, people are losing ground with their wages. The good news is that inflation is low.
Yes.
The better news is oil prices have collapsed. So
yes.
People are getting raises without doing anything but showing up, waking up in the morning, right? Their inflation is low, and that's not costing too much. And oil prices, I mean, you know, parents are getting a lot more money back, but there's still this issue of wages being behind where they should be, probably. Don't you think that for the last several years, employees have been kind of afraid to ask for a raise because they were kind of just happy to have a job?
Yes, I do. And I think
that's part of the reason why?
Pardon me?
You think that's one of the reasons why wages have not held up is that employers have been getting a little bit of a pass? Of course, they weren't always doing so great either, but what do you think?
Well, I think that everyone has been trying to stay afloat, honestly,
because
there have been so many really like plate tectonic shifts in the economy,
mm-hmm.
and every industry has been in upheaval and has to recalibrate itself. So there are a lot of many variables that influence, you know, whether people get raises or ask for raises or even think that's possible. And what I would say when you're thinking, if you are someone who's been working for a small business and you're thinking that it's time for a raise,
mm-hmm.
there are three elements to consider. And one is timing, the other is preparation, and the third is awareness of the bigger picture. So for timing, for example, Jim, I think it's very important, number one, to schedule a conversation. If you haven't had an annual review, you should get one. you need to look at the company and see if it's a good time, actually, for your boss just
mm-hmm.
to meet with you and have a conversation along these lines. And then the preparation piece is that you need to raises are never automatic. So you need to, in some cases they are, but significant raises, you need to come prepared with your accomplishments and with what you'd like to do in the future as a substantiator for why
mm-hmm.
this raise is appropriate at this point in time.
Is
and then finally, awareness of the bigger picture is just, if the company's thriving, that's good, then ask. If the company is tanking, you really have to consider what's possible
mm-hmm.
at this time.
Well, and there's a couple of three things in all that. Timing is important. You should not ask for a raise when it's absolutely like the worst day or the worst week of the company's life or something like that.
Right.
But at the same time, you shouldn't wait forever as an employee.
No.
Because it's never going to be. It may never be a good time.
Perfect time. That's
to ask
right.
for a raise. So don't get too caught up in that. Just kind of be aware of what's going on.
Right.
And I like
you just don't want to ask in the hallway, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Right. Right. Or when we just lost our biggest customer or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
The preparation part is great because you want to be able to defend your position, right?
Right. And for yourself as well, by the way, because for many people, Jim, and often the most generous employees, asking is not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm. No.
So they may feel resentful or angry or that they should get a raise, but they're not 100% secure in what warrants the raise. So for, mm-hmm. the preparation is as much for you as it is for your boss.
Right. And so practice, do some role-playing, maybe with yourself. Yep. Should you role-play with somebody else, maybe?
Yeah, get a friend.
Get a friend to help you role-play a little bit and let them push back against you a little bit and see what you say. Because you don't want to go to all this trouble, wait all this time to ask for a raise and then blow it because you weren't ready.
That's right.
So then the awareness of the big picture, I like what you're saying there because this is where if I were an employee who'd been around a long time, who'd been loyal to the company, who'd hung in there through 08, 09, 10, et cetera, brought the company back, I'd be saying, you know, boss, I've really enjoyed working here. You know, I don't think I have to remind you of my loyalty, but I need help now. The company seems to be doing okay, and I haven't said anything for a long time, as you know, but I sure could use some help. My family has issues, and you know, I think my performance to the company is not, I don't think you can question that, if you can say that. I'd point out the loyalty. What do you think about that?
I think pointing out the loyalty is good. I also think that you can, another thing in terms of awareness of the bigger picture is you can look at your salary relative to other salaries in similar companies
mm-hmm.
or the industry as a whole, and you can just say, you know, I've been happy to work at X amount. The truth is that the market right now is bearing this amount, and so this is what I'd like to be.
So do a little homework on that.
Do your homework. Preparation.
Don't just say, give me a raise. Ask what you want. Try to justify what you want.
Yes, yes. And then the other piece, awareness of the bigger picture, is that if the company can't do it and you do need more money, you may need to explore other options.
Another thing you might want to do is be prepared to discuss a performance type of compensation. If you want a raise, you want to set it up where you can make a lot more money, if I were the guy on the other side of the desk, I would be saying, well, why don't we tie this to performance, and you might could make a lot of money.
You sure could, but then it needs to be very clearly tied.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
not just spoken. It needs to be written down.
That's right. Written down. And then you also have to consider, does that work for you at this time, you know?
Right.
So it's a process. Then that's the other thing to understand is that we go in hoping that this you're going to spit it out, say it once,
mm-hmm.
the issue will be solved. And the truth is that pay raise discussions are a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conversation, not a statement.
Yeah. And when you go in asking for this time with the boss, tell him or her that you would like 20, 30 minutes with them, uninterrupted, if they can do that for you.
Yeah, that's good.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Catherine Crowley. Catherine, give me some website quickly, please.
K2Enterprises.com.
Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.